Black Cookie Radio.
What's good?
We are finally here after a long hiatus to readjust, recalibrate, and
recharge,
honey. Because when you shift in everything, of course, in your mind, your vision only accounts for what you want. It doesn't account for what you need and the things that, quote unquote, set you back that are usually the things that you need. And we just had a lot of just building to do, and it's so good to be back into the swing of really sharing our creativity, because that's where we were in 2018 after establishing Queen City Live and producing two shows and performing all over the place and selling art and doing all these different things. We decided that we needed to take our talents to a different space, and that took everything. That took everything. And so we are finally in a place where not only have we experienced a great deal, but we've reflected a great deal. And as we continue to elevate and transcend the first few moments after you take that leap of faith into beyond that, into the true manifestation of the reason you took the leap, we're able to finally have something productive to share on a podcast, because we're actually applying the things that we were moving towards when this whole thing started. So, yeah, Black Cookie Radio, how you feeling?
Yes, I'm feeling great, and I agree with everything that you said. I am so excited, and I just, send peace and prosperity to everyone out there that is listening right now in this moment. And, just know that if you are planning to and know that you are successful, then you will be. If you know it, you breathe it, you sleep it, you will be it. And fake it till you make it. Do your homework, but really have it in your mind, body, and soul of whatever that goal it is that you're wanting to achieve. And I really appreciate everybody, out there listening to the podcast. Really? And I appreciate the love. I know that, right now people are going through things and, a lot of positive things. And so today, that's really what we are going to be sharing and talking about, just an update. And yeah, so first thing is ThickLockCrew.com is open, and we are online and launched. So ThickLockCrew.com and that is THICKLOCD as in dog, honey.
D as in dog, D as in David. Take your pick.
CREW.com. Okay, definitely check out the site. We have t-shirts, we have sunglasses, and a lot more to come. If you are not already following me on Instagram, definitely follow me at ThickLockCrew on Instagram. We are doing a lot of big things, and there's so much on the way. I'm excited, but right now we have our original OG Thick Lock Crew t-shirts in white and black. So So I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and go over to that website, okay? Y'all talking about y'all want to support black businesses. So you know what? Go ahead and fill up that cart. Thick Lock Crew is for the celebration and representation of black people and people with locks, black people with locks all over the world. And, you know, I know that there are many different ethnicities and people all over the world who have locks. And so this is not about trying to put emphasis on anything like that, but this is for the representation of myself and my people. And so that's what this brand is about, and really just celebrating everyone's uniqueness. So that's the inspiration behind the brand, and also having thick locks. That was something that I wanted in the very beginning. When I went on my lock journey, honey, and let me not go into this long spiel, but you know, this is the inspiration behind the brand. And so
yeah, so we'll talk more about all the different things that we've been working on since we really moved down here to Atlanta and got a place to live. Because I feel like we did do a couple episodes when we first moved down here. I remember specifically there was one place that we were staying, and we did an episode, and we were just talking about, you know, going and getting it, because we were just starting to crack through when we first got jobs, when we first were able to like actually get some money coming in, and was able to start really getting progress, not even fully there yet, but started making progress, start towards finding a place. But yeah, we'll get into more of that later, but it's just been a lot of positivity, a lot of growth, and all the things that we've shared, all the things that we've said, for those that were inspired, we're here to report back that things are continuing to be blessed, and you should continue to have faith in your journey, because although it does get challenging, although you do have to make adjustments, it will get better and it will happen if you believe that your vision is the only vision that is for your life. And so without any further ado, we're going to get into another segment just to talk about some other things besides ourselves. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Black Cookie Radio. So, got a new segment that we came up with called Get It Out of Here. Get It Out of Here. Things that it's just, especially nowadays, there's so much going on. There's so much going on. There's so many things that are taking place that are affecting all of us. And we're all in this paradigm where each one of us can make a shift based off of the energy that we put out or the energy that we absorb. And you feel it in traffic, you feel it in the lines at a store, you feel it with all this social distancing. And so this segment again is just things that we've been noticing that we're not too fond of subscribing to or getting too caught up into, simply because it's not necessary, especially when it's not aligned with your true purpose. So, I mean, I don't even know where to start. There's been so many things that I've had to like tune out of. And we all know about the pandemic. We all know about the racial issues. But at the same time, there's all these petty things that we're also being distracted by, with celebrity gossip and celebrity scandals. And I just think it's important that with social media and social issues and cultural issues being, it's like the table where you bring everything. And it's like, who made this the forum? You know what I mean? Like, what made this? And it's really like one particular app that became the forum for all expression, all progress, all everything. And I don't know, I just feel like it's important to not be distracted by the programming on social media. And I don't think there's anything wrong with social media. I just, when I say my get it out of here is people feeling a sense of you get your duty. You log into Instagram to figure out what you care about. That's what I don't want to see a younger generation feel is the way to assess society. And a way to, I mean, it's one way, yes, but being out in the real world with real people in real time is really how you can feel the temperature. And I feel like so much of what's going on now is through the lens of a phone and not so much through real time, real minds. And I just think that this wave of artificial consciousness and artificial, and I'm not speaking to those who are actually about it, but the artificial activism and the force of it all onto people. And then, because before all this, it was, this is how you pursue a career. This is how you live your life. And now it's become our social and our cultural, you know, like, it's like our beacon. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just making me feel like we should maybe just start to see things for what they are, take things for what they are, use things for what they're to be used for, and then also be willing to, again, go into the real world and do real things. As much as we would like to talk about them and post about them and make these, because I feel like the same people that make these charged up, like even when I say, when people talk about they're the gurus of careers and stuff like that, and they're hosting these, you know, workshops, and they tell people how to live their life and they tell people what they should be doing. Mm-hmm. It's like when people go to Instagram, when people go to the internet or social media to try to find a sense of self, that becomes a dangerous thing. And that's what I'm trying to say. So my get it out of here is that very thing. Continue to use your resources as resources, mm-hmm. but always see yourself and what your spirit is moved by and what your soul is shaken up by and what you are called to do with your skills and your gifts. Let that be your beacon. Let that be your guiding light. Let that be what gets you fired up. Don't get fired up by what someone else says they get fired up by. Mm-hmm. Don't put yourself in the line of something that is not aligned with you, all because you saw it on an app that's extremely popping right now. Mm-hmm. You know, these social issues, these cultural issues, these worldwide issues are real issues, not just captions. And I'm not throwing shade at all because I appreciate the energy, but I just want to also express my desire for us to keep that energy moving in a progressive direction and not let it fizzle up and bubble up here and then die here. Let's keep it relative and let's keep it progressive, but that's my get it out of here.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. I definitely like that. And just to give a little of my two cents on that, I definitely agree with people who are seen as celebrities or public figures who are just, you know, saying something just to say something. Like, you have to deal with that within yourself, and you know, at the end of the day, you know your own heart. So if you are standing up for something and you know that in reality you feel otherwise, that's something you have to deal with in yourself. So at the end of the day, you know, I really don't care to even
to even worry about that sort of thing. If a celebrity is saying, you know, I've just given that up, honey. So I worry about myself. But as far as people who have, you know, actually spoken out, like, that's cool. That's what's up. But I definitely agree with the overall, like, what you said. Like, have your own thoughts, have your own opinion, and have your own mind. And
I saw, just kind of speaking towards, like, what made me say that. Were you going to say anything else? I saw this post late last night, basically, that stated, you know, finding your place in this fast-paced world, and knowing how to ingest all that you are exposed to, or at least comb through all that's being presented to you so that you can make the best decision on what to ingest or absorb into your psyche, you know? Because you're exposed to so much nowadays. As soon as you go to Google, you don't have any control over the first ad or thing that you see. It is going to be fed to you, period. Mm-hmm. If you go onto the internet, if you go onto the highway, there will be billboards. If you go into a store, there will be ads. You are not in control of what you are exposed to. And so it's important to kind of establish a sense of what's aligned with me before I go out here being exposed, so that I know what not to buy into. Because mm-hmm. you'll be giving your money to every person that asks for it. And it's not maybe your money, but your energy. And that's way more valuable. And when we don't like keep a checks and balances of the energy that we give out or the energy that we absorb, we can end up being in a whole different area all riled up because we bought into something. Whether it's your career goals, you know what I mean? Because it's the same reason right. why there's women getting surgeries, because they bought into that lifestyle right. because it was fed to them, and because they decided that's what I believe, that's what I want, and that's for me. Right. And even if that is for you, then that's what I'm saying doesn't apply to you. It's for those who are not aware of the things they're programmed to accept for themselves, because they've never been like, wait a second, how do I really feel about this? Or do I always just end up seeing posts like this? Do I always end up clicking on shit like this? And then the more you click on things, the more you'll be fed things like that. Yeah. And so I just think that it's important for us to just always go back to self, always self-assess mentally, physically, spiritually, because nothing's more important to your well-being and to your progress than for you to understand what's good within you and for you. But yeah, that's what I just wanted to touch on without getting all into the craziness. Nobody wants to talk about the negativity. Nobody wants to dwell in the negativity. But that is something that I would like to see kind of fall back and evolve into a much more productive space. But yeah, did you want to add anything?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I know, because no. I didn't want to talk about no nasty, the negative, heavy ass.
Yeah, I mean, no, like, I agree. I totally agree.
All right, so Black Cookie Radio, we'll be right back. Talk about some other things, and especially our experience now that we're here in Atlanta. Stay tuned. So, as we were saying earlier, from the time we moved to now, it's taken a lot, some of which we've shared, our original journey of coming down here with very, very little, literally no vehicle, nowhere to live, no jobs. I had a couple interviews lined up, which ended up being complete waste of time. And I really had to hustle from the moment I got here. And it was the same thing for Little Knots, but I really wanted to just give you a chance to share your experience, because you are someone that I feel like really had to step into a sense of, I'm claiming it right now, as opposed to waiting and, you know, just, I don't even know how to explain it. I'll let you explain your journey, but you have finally seen the first batch of your clothing and lifestyle brand come to life after everything we've been through. We didn't even talk about the fact that we finally got a vehicle of our own. But I really just wanted to get your perspective, because I know how I felt this whole time of us moving down here and having to get everything from scratch, from our bed to a chair to a mirror, like we had nothing. And I know my perspective, but what has that really been like for you, especially being that first you were in Buffalo with me, and who the fuck moves to Buffalo to chase their dreams? No shade, because that's where I'm from, but I don't know of anyone that moves to Buffalo to chase their dreams. But I'm sure there are a few people. But how has it been for you?
Well, that is a very long answer. I guess it would require a very long answer, but to make a long story short, I realized that everything that I've been through in my life up until this point has prepared me for everything that I've gone through. And it was hard. It was hard at times, mentally. And I decided to just push through. Somehow I did. And having that mentality has allowed me to be in the position that I am now.
What was it like as far as, like, I remember in the beginning when you were really anxious when just asserting yourself. And now, if someone is wasting your time or taking too much of your time, honey, gotta go. No, you, not me, you gotta go. And it's just like, you went from being, it's like I've seen you go from a seed to a full-blown, I was going to say beanstalk, because I just feel like that's the biggest thing I can think of besides like a tree. But it's like, I've really seen you blossom into a really, 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 really fully evolved version of yourself. And there's still so much to come, because this is just, you know, this is the first chapter of a whole new book. And so there's no telling where you're going from here. But what kinds of things did you have to do in order to overcome that sense of social anxiety where you just didn't feel comfortable or didn't feel, because it's not about maybe you didn't feel comfortable or you were intimidated, but like sometimes it's like a ego thing. Where someone might perceive what you're not able to do or what you're not doing as a weakness, but you actually see it as, I'm not doing it because I don't want to do it. And so what was that like for you? Because you've done a full like 360 with your communication as an independent person. Like when you're by yourself, the way you speak for yourself has evolved. How did you get to that place?
Well, I guess I have to say, you know, personality wise, I've always been a person that was to myself and the one that was more so quiet and sometimes shy. And a lot of people will find that annoying, you know, sometimes, because it's just like, what are you being shy for? Just be yourself. And my dad, he was really positive in my life as far as like getting that out, bringing myself, allowing me to feel confident being myself, and that I didn't need to be shy. And so even though I still, that's my personality to just chill, because that's just me, in general, speaking up for yourself, when that is your personality type, sometimes you do have to pull up on people and let them know, like, hey, don't disrespect me, or don't think that you can disrespect me, or that I'm not intelligent, or that I can't handle my own, or that I can't be aggressive if I have to be, you know, to make sure that you know not to ever cross that line. And for whatever reason, you know, there were individuals that I have had to check, you know, and I don't deal with that anymore. And I believe that is all about the energy that you hold within yourself and around yourself, and the way people know right out the gate, you know, when you enter the room, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do it.
I think I'm over here.
Right. So, being confident, to answer your question, being loving myself, I love myself. And that is an ongoing journey.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that is not a perfect journey. Sometimes you feel like you hate yourself, but I love myself. I love myself first. Right. And I don't judge myself. And I had to release all of that and work towards that every day. And that has allowed me to be like, you know what? No.
I'm not taking your shit.
I'm not. And I don't have to.
Yeah, no, because I can feel that. And it's when a person starts to evolve and especially grow, it starts to be a part of their aura. It's all over. It's in their skin. It's in their smile. It's in their hair. It's in the way they walk. It's in their posture. It's who they are. And that's how I felt watching you grow over the last several years from when you first moved to Buffalo. Because, yeah, it's funny because when you moved to Buffalo, you reminded me of what I had kind of been ignoring as far as how the white people act. Because I've been around the white people of Buffalo, New York, upstate New York, since I was in second grade, while simultaneously living in the hood and having regular hood-ass, cool-ass black friends and family. Mm-hmm. And so I was exposed to both at the very same time, and it allowed me to develop a sense of, I could just move through and maintain a sense of self because I knew I never wanted to lose my blackness because I was around the cornballs. Mm-hmm. But I also appreciated the way white people utilized money and the way they just handle business. And when I would see black people move that way, it made me want to be even more around my people and do the things that white people was doing with money around my people. And that's what ultimately led me to being a black entrepreneur. But it's everything that you're exposed to that determines who you are. And it's everything you're not exposed to that will determine what you're not prepared for. And whether you're prepared or not, you always have the choice to say, what do I feel I deserve and what do I feel I do not deserve? And then it will always be your choice to then stand up for that and to honor that. And no one can tell you to stand up for yourself. No one can tell you to love yourself. I mean, yes, people can tell you, but no one can make you love, respect, honor, cherish, and I was going to say respect again, because that's how important it is of self. But no one can make you do those things for yourself. And whether you're in a relationship and your partner is like, hey, I love you. Don't take the bullshit. Don't stand for that. Or you have a partner that just wants to fight your battles. These are not things that are going to help you. You are the only one that can instill the love and the encouragement into yourself to make your dreams and your life the way that you want it to be. And seeing you do that has just been a blessing, because it's easy to be in a relationship and your partner's not progressing the way that you are, or they're not progressing the way that you feel would be the most healthy for them to progress. And when you're in that position, that can be very difficult. And I'm just glad that I've seen you grow in all these remarkable and positive ways, because that's just further positivity and fuel for my environment. And just to really break down to our listeners that don't know or haven't listened to every previous episode, we have been together for several years, and throughout the course of our relationship, we have been independent artists, and we have invested in ourselves on so many different levels. Me as a musician and entrepreneur, I have funded and executive produced several projects for myself and other artists. I have produced and curated several shows and performed in several shows across the country. I've gone on tour, fully funded by my own pocket.
Hey!
You know, from selling CDs, okay, out of my book bag, out of my trunk, out of my hand.
You have to invest in yourself. You have to.
I mean, I remember I had...
You don't have to.
I got my first real job, and I literally lived off of like 15% of my salary, and every other dollar I saved or spent on a trip to New York. And I remember I would catch fucking mega buses or Greyhound buses back and forth to New York like almost at least twice a month. Mm. Like every other weekend I was in New York City performing at anybody's open mic, anybody's show, anybody's bar, anybody's whatever, and just getting it because that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And the more I learned about the music industry from that perspective, the more I wanted to get back into the business perspective. And when you want to invest in a business, it's a lot different from just wanting to be a rapper, wanting to just be an artist, wanting to just be a free spirit. Like when you want to do business, when you want to make money, mm-hmm, you better know what contracts mean. You better know what percentages are about. You better know what these terms mean. Mm-hmm. And so I had to teach myself and educate myself, and I had to intern, and I had to volunteer, and I had to read, and I had to research, and I had to reinvest in myself to allow myself the time and the space to be able to pursue new goals and dreams. And over the course of the last several years, I've taken many leaps of faith, but coming to Atlanta was the scariest thing I could have ever done because I had nothing. Everything that I had accomplished was based in New York. I had people that I knew in other states, people that I knew. Were you gonna say something?
No.
Yeah, just, it was just...
I was just looking at you because I just know. Like,
oh my God, it was just like I had nothing. Yeah. I had nothing. Mm-hmm. Except for a few leads for some opportunities to work at A3C and to work at Afropunk, which turned out to be very, very dope and valuable experiences. But ultimately, even after those festivals, I still had to grind. I still had to hustle. I still had to figure out what the fuck I was going to do.
Right.
And I still had to make money. Hello? Rent ain't cheap. And you gotta have money to get a fucking apartment that don't have rats. Hello? Because mm-hmm, we were definitely finding apartments at the very beginning that looked like, what the fuck, humans aren't supposed to be living here. And these places are charging $700 a month off, yeah, rip. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, reality check. You left, you know, a cute little cushy situation in your hometown to come and really chase a dream and build a business and be an entrepreneur. What are you talking about? Go home.
Right.
But when you have a vision for your life, facing fears seems like the only option. Mm-hmm. So you'll be willing to go homeless. You'll be willing to go without a car. You'll be willing to go without the best food because you know this is temporary. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get what I'm going to get. It's just a matter of staying committed. And like Little Knot said, it's like every day it's a journey. Every day. And I'm reading a book now. Matter of fact, it's right here, called The Entrepreneur Roller Coaster. And the chapter that I'm on now is talking about how...
Who's it by?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's by Darren Hardy.
Okay.
And Hardy is H-A-R-D-Y, D-A-R-R-E-N, Darren Hardy. Mm-hmm. And the part that I'm on now is like explaining that, reality check, when you want to be an entrepreneur, when you want to be the master of your manifestation, you got to understand that it's not going to always be fireworks and pixie dust. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of hard work. It's going to be a lot of late nights. It's going to be a lot of sacrifices. But it also talks about how you have to find the aspect of why you do what you do that keeps you doing it. It may not be the why you do it. It may be the how you do it. You may be more focused on who you do it for.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you have to figure out what keeps you willing to stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way you will ever accomplish any goal, period. You've got to be willing to see it through. And so our experience in Atlanta has been a whirlwind of ups and downs, but yeah. never so far down that we lost sight of where we're headed. And right. I'm happy to say that we finally are fully settled into our home. We have a car in our name. It mm-hmm. ain't no rental. It ain't no lease. It ain't no none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is our vehicle. And we have successfully launched 2 businesses
mm-hmm.
in under 2 years of being here. And it has been everything that you can imagine it being, from going from having nowhere to live to having a car finally.
Yeah.
It's everything that you can imagine that being like. Having the grocery shop, but you don't have a car, you don't have a house. Think about that.
Mm.
It's like, what are you even eating, my nigga? What? Where are you storing this food?
Mm.
You know, these are the things that we had to just get over it and move through it. Never get caught up in how much it sucks. And that's why, you know, sometimes you have to take some time away from everybody else to really focus in on self. But when you do it, the reward and the payoff is everlasting. And you never know what impact your risk that you've taken or your leap of faith that you've taken is going to have on the next 10 generations of your people.
Right.
Or of this society as a whole. You never know what your leap can really do for the rest of us. And I just always want to continue to shine light on faith, because it's really the only thing out there that you can invest in and know that the payoff is going to come. It's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at these stock markets. You can look at these companies. You can look at these banks, these man-made things. But if you invest in this concept of self, you will always get your payout, and it will always be well worth it.
That's right.
And so that's really been what we've been up to, Black Cookie Radio. That's what we've been on. And I mean, for those who are maybe thinking of moving to Atlanta, are there any things that, what do you think we should, what are the 3 top things to think about before you move to Atlanta?
First thing is, what are your streams of income? You want me to go with my next 2, or are you?
Girl, you lead this one.
Okay. So the first thing is, you need to know what your streams of income are. It's great to have more than one stream of income. Obviously, you don't want to ever place all of your eggs in one basket. It's great to be able to have multiple streams. So that way, if, hey, you want to switch up whatever your project that you're working on at that time, and maybe that's providing some substantial income, you'll know that you won't be affected by that because you got A, B, and C, so you good. And first of all you'll be doing with those extra streams of income is totally up to you. So think more so of being able to invest into your own self, your businesses, and know that before moving. Have that planned and written down before moving, before you set a toe outside of your state. Know what your 7 or your streams of income are, however many you have.
I agree. We didn't do that, but we made it. You know what we did?
But these are you said tips.
No. This is good. I want this. You keep going because this is really valid. I'm just saying.
Okay. Yeah.
at the end of the day, we didn't have shit. We're just letting you know how to save yourself some sweat, some blood, and some tears. All right? Because all you really need is a vision, and then you can manifest it when you get here, which is what we did.
That's
right. I knew, all right, well, I'm going to get a stream of income that's at least bringing in this much. And then with that stream of income, I'm going to build this up. I just launched my business, so I'm going to be able to do this. So fuck it, I'm going to just go. I didn't really want to wait too much longer. I had to just go, because if I didn't go then, I felt like that was, you know how when you play in a game, you got to time it just right or you're going to miss it. Right. I felt like if I didn't go right at that moment, I just didn't even want to know what would happen if I didn't go at that moment. So I went at that moment. And sometimes you got to move like that. But if you can save yourself some blood, sweat, and tears again, and just have your money plan really scoped out based on what you know about where you're living, the economy, the market, as far as the industry that you're in, and just the kind of side job that you can get, whether you're a bartender, a waitress, a call center person, just kind of know what your side 9 to 5 in your pocket is going to be as well, and what kind of opportunities you might be able to look for if you need to pay your rent real quick and get a real quick job.
Right.
So, but yeah, next.
And then so number two, I have to say is, be prepared to go hard. Like, and I mean, when I say go hard, like, be prepared to step into your purpose, honey. If you are stepping into being a lawyer, you're a lawyer when you get here. If you're stepping into being an actress, honey, act.
Those toes better be in character.
All right.
When they hit the ground.
Okay.
And seen.
And seen. Because this is not the, this is the big leagues, honey. So.
Oh my God.
And you should think that way no matter where you go, no matter if it's Atlanta, wherever you are, you should be thinking that way. But especially if you are setting it, you know, with intent in your mind to move here and be successful, because you have to realize that it's within yourself. It doesn't matter where you move. It doesn't matter where you go. But this is a great platform. It's a great place. But you have to come here with it in your mind, by in your essence, in your being, that you are it. Whatever it is for you. Yes. That's my second
yes.
one.
Yes. Yes. Because that's Atlanta, to me, I've lived in, I'm not going to say I lived, I've spent significant time in New York. I've spent a decent amount of time staying in California to really get a sense of how people move. And I've been here in Atlanta now. I've stayed here for, I'll just count this time, because when I was here before, I don't think I even got a sense of what I've gotten since I've been here now. Maybe just a taste of it. So the time that I've spent, they are all the same, in that you will see a homeless person on the curb, and then you will see a Lamborghini pull up, and a famous person will get in and drive away. And it's just like when you see the duality of disparity and wealth, generational wealth, it's like, flip the coin, nigga, you choose. That's the way it makes me feel. And I'm not everybody, and everybody is not me. So I'm not saying that that's how this space and this environment will affect everybody. But when I got off the plane in Atlanta, I was like, oh, so it's money out here.
Right.
But there's homeless people out here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to me. Sink or swim, little nigga. What you gonna do?
Right.
Go to your Airbnb and think about it. By the second day of being in Georgia, I was on my way to the bus stop for my first job interview. And I'm not ashamed to admit that shit, because all of them shits was a flop. I remember standing outside in the rain after being fucking blown off, essentially, by this fucking interview. I did the interview and everything was fine, but it's like, you know when you ain't getting no job. You know they're not calling you back. You know they're not calling you back. Like, he ain't even give a check. He ain't put enough. He ain't even put a an initial on your resume, nothing. He just was like, all right, thanks. You were the last one for the afternoon. I got to take a shit. You know, ooh, like, it was just like, you know, it was just like, man, I just literally traveled an hour on the bus and it's raining. I got on khakis that itch, my nigga. Like, right. I don't even wear khakis, bruh. But I need this money this week. And I'm about to run your little company up for like 30 days so I can get a little money to get an apartment. Like, that was my vision. That was my plan. And it did not work out. And I had to do it differently. And I had to hustle. Because I knew I was going to have my car. I was going to have my place. Me and my lady was going to be living so sexy. Eating good. Enjoying our time and just relaxing after grinding so hard. I just saw us being able to chill. And so every time a door closed or every time something didn't work out, I didn't even have time to cry. I didn't have time to be like, oh. It was just like, nigga, well, you still got to figure out what the fuck you gonna do because you still need money. You still got to survive. It's not like when you in your hometown and you staying at your parents' house when it's like, I didn't get that job, but I'm going to always have a place to stay. If you don't figure it out, you're going to be under the bridge. Because even Airbnb costs hundreds of dollars, my nigga. So you don't have time to be like, another one bites the dust. Like, girl, figure it the fuck out. I don't care if you have a car. There are buses. And yes, they don't run everywhere.
Yeah.
You got to catch a country-ass bus to a fucking metro station that could be so far away.
See, because it's funny because it's like in New York, it's set up differently. Like, if you listen to the podcast and, you know, let us know where you're from. How do we check stuff like that?
Oh, comments? It's in the analytics. Okay. It's definitely there.
Like, yeah, like, I'm sure we have people that listen, you know, from different parts of the world. But, like, in the Midwest, which I'm from the Midwest in the United States, you have to have a vehicle. Like, if you live out further away from the city, then you have to have a vehicle to really be able to travel efficiently, to be able to save money and to not have to spend so much money on public transportation or Uber. Uber is not even at this point affordable. I mean,
at all.
You can have a vehicle if you can afford Uber or
you're
any type
a
of
car payment.
What's the other one?
Lyft.
Or definitely get yourself a vehicle. Look into the options that you know, there's so many different options now. But honestly, it's just like you need to have.
Oh yeah, what's your third?
Oh, my third, yeah. Let's bring it around. So the third most important thing is, I have to say, that's a hard.
Yeah. What's the last most important thing?
I would say, don't forget why, your original reason for why you're doing.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, why you're following your dream or why you set your goal. Don't forget the reason. In a good way to not ever forget is to write it down in a notebook or in a journal. Most entrepreneurs, most creative minds have a journal or a notebook. It's great to just write that vision down. Usually that vision will end up being, briefly described in your bio, probably somewhere. You already have said it, you've already written it out, but write that out for yourself, like, as the third and final, for the third and final thing, write that out before you move, and just write down a full manifestation while you at it, because you don't ever want to forget, you don't ever want to get caught up, you don't ever want to end up in a place where it's like, how did I even end up here? What decisions did I make? Well, I moved here for one thing, or my goal was this, and now I'm on a whole other chapter or book, I'll just say. So
it's just like when people move out to Hollywood and then they end up doing something that they never would have even considered doing because they got caught up with, I wanted it, but then I forgot who I was and what I wasn't willing to do because of why I wanted to do it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I don't even want to beat a dead horse because that speaks volumes, just your statement, you know. And it just goes back to, again, everything we've been saying. Honor yourself before, and this may shock other people when I say, but before you can honor your parents, before you can honor your children, before you can honor your anybody, your ancestors,
mm-hmm.
you must first honor yourself. Because how are you gonna connect to them if you unplugged?
Right.
You must honor your instincts, honor your wisdom, the things that are your truth without you even having to understand why you are so set in feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
And as you accept yourself, dig deep into any traumas and healing that needs to be done. And do that with and for yourself on your own time, in your own way. And remove things as they need to be removed. Expel energies as they need to be expelled. Mm-hmm. Cleanse environments, change environments as you need to. Whatever it requires, whatever your growth requires, honor yourself, love yourself, trust yourself, have faith in your ability. You were put here by something that knows what your purpose is and believes that it's worthy.
Right.
And so just try to do what is in you to mm-hmm. do. And whenever you're lost, whenever you're unsure, no one else will be able to give you the answer. And any answer they give you will only speak to what's already inside of you. And so that's all I can say. That's all I can say. I speak life and love into anyone listening, and I encourage you to find any encouragement in this that you may feel, because if you're listening to this, you're probably somebody that's been listening for a while and who's been on their own journey of self-discovery and self-realization and self-manifestation. And so ashe to you and continued success to you. But yeah, man, this is Black Cookie Radio. We back.
And I also want to just say, because this was just on me to say, that the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, the phone number is 1-800-273-8255. If anyone that's listening is dealing with suicide or suicidal thoughts, definitely call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Once again, that's 1-800-273-8255.
Black Cookie Radio. So this has been the season intro for, season two.
Yeah.
Black Cookie Radio. Much more structure, much more, hopefully, consistent. You know, life happens. Life happens, mm-hmm. and you adjust. But, whenever we tap into Black Cookie Radio, it's always to share positivity. And it's kind of hard to share positivity if you're not in your best space. So we always try to get in here when it's best, and when we are our best, so that we can share from a really great place, so that it touches that in you and pulls that out of you. And so I always want to, for one, shout out some really dope music that I've been listening to, and particularly for this episode with talking about living in Atlanta and chasing dreams and manifesting, particularly for the last year. Like, of course, without getting into any of the negativity, I've been bumping a whole lot of Nipsey Hussle and diving more into the books that he read, the things that he taught and spoke about in terms of manifestation, business, investing, and really just trying to soak up the game of this brilliant, brilliant black man that was taken from us. But I've been listening to a whole bunch of his music when I find myself down, when I find myself feeling really, really stressed or overwhelmed by all the tasks that are still to be accomplished or to have checked off. When I feel like I'm anxious about wanting to get to this money, but I have to reinvest one more time to get that return, I bump some Nipsey Hussle and I'm back in my bag. I'm back in my mode of believing in myself, of understanding that the game gonna test you. But as long as you don't fold, as long as you don't compromise your character like a punk ass nigga, then you will prevail over any obstacle. And so for anybody that's bought it, some Nipsey Hussle, particularly That's How I Knew, one of my favorite songs off Mailbox Money. How about you? You got any songs that you vibe into?
I like Mind Design. I just recently stumbled upon his stuff not too long ago and on YouTube. And he is really talented. Like the people that all a part of the camp, like as a whole, I checked out his Boiler Room episodes, and yeah, he's really, really talented. I love the music coming from the vibe. The energy is really, really positive, and it's my MNDSGN.
I think that's right. Okay. I think that's right. But there will be some info in the episode description for you to find both of those songs. As always, the Black Cookie Radio Instagram is still promoting and sharing the works of independent female artists, particularly artists of color. And I intend to do something more with that in the near future. But for right now, I'm just trying to develop a sense of getting into the habit of curating a collection of women's music that I can ultimately do something with down the line. So if you have any suggestions, please tag Black Cookie Radio on Instagram. Send those people our way. I am totally down to feature anybody on the page that has a dope video or a dope song that's out, especially if you're in Atlanta and you're an independent artist. Would love to feature you, would love to get to know your music. But other than that, the affirmations that I will send out is that miracles follow miracles and wonders never cease. And I give thanks that all my needs are met, and it is my hope and my claim for you all that listen that abundance will flow through your life in perfect ways and at perfect times. And you can follow me _DEV11N, and that's really it. I don't really want to talk about anything else.
You can follow me, honey, at ThickLockCrew.com. Once again, that's ThickLockCrew. Follow me on Instagram. You know, visit the website, ThickLockCrew.com. We have t-shirts. We have our liquid cat eye sunglasses, ladies. So come through. Support a black-owned business. We got a whole lot more on the way.
Yeah, and it's not just for, like, the girly girls either. It's like we can all wear a t-shirt, because I definitely have 2 t-shirts of my own, and you can swag it out how you like. So go to the website, check it out, click around, fill your cart, and you can also get 10% off if you subscribe. You may have to create an account in order to subscribe, but go ahead, thicklockcrew.com, and take a look around. And if nothing else, take a look around and then hit us up and just send us a congratulations, a bottle of champagne emoji, just to show support and encouragement, because the same way we want to pour encouragement and love into you all, it's definitely helpful when we see people listening to the podcast, but also interacting with us, because it lets us know who we're touching and how we're touching and affecting them. And so, yeah man, do you have any affirmations you want to speak?
I just want to send out infinite wisdom floods my consciousness with health, and every cell in my body is filled with light. And I just send that out to everyone. And I really, you know, today, no matter what you're dealing with today, take a moment to just inhale and exhale. And maybe take, you know, a moment and you go off and you go to the park. Take some time for yourself and really, really don't feel like you have to rush that process. And honey, look, live in your purpose. Live in your purpose. What did I tell y'all last time? Y'all should be living in y'all's purposes by now, okay? So I need to be with y'all listening to the podcast. Hit us up. Let us know where you from. Let us know what you do. You know, as you heard, you know, her say, like,
hit you her can say, up. Babe, it's all right. Okay, don't, babe. Because you ain't never got to bite your tongue on our show.
That's all, babe. But, yeah, as she said, you know, hit her up. And also, if you got locks and you're in the Georgia area, honey, and you're interested
the greater Georgia area, we don't discriminate.
Okay, the greater Georgia area as well. If you're interested in being a part of Thick Lock Crew as a model in the future, you know, just stay tuned as well, because a lot of things, like I said, are on the way. So, yeah, honey.
Yes, yes. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, for staying subscribed, for staying supportive, and continue to be beautiful, continue to be powerful. And we will talk to y'all soon. Black Cookie Radio. We out.
We out.